And now, our final installment, our final interview for this in-depth PSA program on a Sunday morning. This is Ian, your host, still here, and I have a fantastic round of guests. I have the legendary Danielle Musselman in the studio.
Legendary.
Yeah, I had to say it. She actually told me to before we started recording. Charlie Moberly is in here as well. We're talking about the 10th annual Suits and Sneakers Gala.
Yes.
Gala? How do you say it? Is
gala,
it gala?
I think it's gala.
Let's go
I
with
would
gala.
Agree. Gala. Absolutely.
Maybe. Sorry, I'm getting too bogged
might
down
be
in the details.
East versus West Coast thing.
You know
I
what?
Don't
it
know.
Might be.
I think so.
I don't know. Anyway, how are you both?
We're
good.
Great and super excited. Thank you for having us in, Ian.
Of course. No, thank you so much for coming in. And who wants to go first? I mean, I've heard so much about this event, and I've never been able to attend, and I really would love to.
Oh, it's awesome.
And how did it even come about? I mean, do you even have like a history? I don't know how often you guys have been involved with it.
This now is my third year that I've been a part of it. You've been a part of it since its inception, right?
Yes, and then directly involved aggressively for the last 5 years.
Okay.
And so it's evolved every year, but it's fair to say since Danielle and Coach have gotten involved themselves, it has elevated to another level. So we know that this year is going to be bigger, better, and certainly more exciting than we've ever done in the past. And I'll let Danielle tell you a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, you can expect some great things if you're going to buy your ticket to this event.
Yeah, I'm super excited. Well, the event was started by Mark and Cindy Fox,
right.
Whenever they were here, and then and you know passed. Then David Carter stepped in, and then when my husband got the job, I think it was about maybe 6 weeks before the event. It was really funny, and they called me. I didn't even live in Reno. I lived in Baton Rouge.
And oh,
they
wow.
were kind of like, hey, can you help?
Just throw
and,
you in the deep end.
Yeah, just threw me right in. And, you know, my mom is a breast cancer survivor. Both of her parents passed away from cancer at very young ages. Mm-hmm. So it's cancer's always been something really close to my heart, and I've been really affected by cancer, unfortunately. So I couldn't wait to jump in. And so, like I said, this is my third year. And after last year's event, I had an idea, and I said, you know, what if we brought in a keynote speaker, and everyone was really on board and thought that it would kind of take the event to the next level. Mm-hmm. And so we tossed around lots of names, and eventually we came up with Dave Winfield, who's a Hall of Fame baseball player. And he agreed. And it's interesting. We didn't even really know if he had a connection to cancer. And turns out his mother passed away from breast cancer. So it just goes to show you how you can't really talk to anyone who hasn't been affected
exactly.
by this disease.
Everyone has somebody or themselves been affected by a horrible illness.
Yeah, and that's why we need to pull together and, you know, and fight and make progress so many people don't have those stories.
Yeah, and then speaking of, I don't know, I didn't say this outright, but the beneficiary of this event is the American Cancer Society, in case
yes.
people didn't know that.
Yes.
So an incredibly good cause.
Yes.
And so Dave Winfield, I mean, you mentioned even before we started recording, there's an interesting connection.
Yeah, it's so funny. I was working at the NBA All-Star Game last year and ended up at dinner with a friend of mine who had a woman with her, Tanya Winfield, who I'd met, and we're talking, and all of a sudden she says, I think that your father-in-law coached my husband. Now, my father-in-law was a basketball coach.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, really? Yes. So I came home and I told my husband, I said, you're not going to believe who I met. I met Dave Winfield's wife. I didn't even know he played college basketball.
Wow.
It was at University of Minnesota. And he said, that's who we should get. I wonder if he'll be our keynote speaker at Suits and Sneakers. And so that's how it's just amazing to think that a person who is a Hall of Famer, amazing baseball player, also played college basketball.
Yeah, that was, you're just showing off at that
it's
point.
It's not fair.
It's really not. But it was a great in, and you got him to be the keynote speaker,
in.
Which is going to be really exciting.
Yes.
There's some other guest that's going to be fantastic to talk to, right?
Yeah, and we're using this year as our 10th anniversary also to have our first honoree, and that is Stan Wilmoth. Stan Wilmoth, in conjunction with Heritage Bank, have been the title sponsor since the conception of this event, and they have donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to this event that goes into a cure for cancer. Mm-hmm. And just to be clear, in Northern Nevada, this is the largest fundraising event that we can do to support a cure, the fight against cancer.
Yeah.
And we as a community are lucky to be a beneficiary of some amazing professors at the University of Nevada, Reno that are working and are beneficiaries of grants from the American Cancer Society in the tune of $750,000 annually to help that fight. Our event doesn't raise that much at this time, but rest assured that the American Cancer Society gets that money to this community to support our the doctors that live amongst us. So even though it's a national organization, global if you will, everything that we do for one reason, and that's to fight and find a cure for cancer. So this year we're going to honor Stan. We were just on the phone with him before we started this, and he hates the limelight. He makes what I would say.
I don't want to talk on the camera.
Everyone's making me a rock star. That's really not the case. It's just to honor his efforts and that of his family and the staff that they donate to make this event grow and more successful every year. So we do encourage everyone to come out. At the very least, if you know Stan and how much he's given to our community, please find time if you could to join us that evening to celebrate.
Okay, cool. And speaking of celebrating, where is it happening? Let's get into the actual minute details. Where is it going to be? When is it going to be? That sort of thing.
Okay, September 23rd. It's coming up. It's just over 2 weeks away now.
Yeah.
It's going to be this year moved to the Reno Event Center. Right in downtown. And the information for anyone out there, you know, buy a table, buy a ticket. If you can't, if you're not in town that weekend, you can still donate. If you have, you know, something that you wanted to donate to our auction, anything helps. And it literally is money toward cancer research and helping other people so that we don't have these stories. You know, I didn't get to know my grandparents. I want someone else's grandparents to be able to be saved by new drugs and new research and, you know, have access to new tests. And, you know, every little bit counts. So if you are interested in joining our amazing party, you can call 775-828-2205. Like I said, if you want to donate, if you want to buy a table or just a single ticket, whatever you want to do, or you can reach out Molly Dillon, MOLLY.DILLION at ACS.org.
Okay.
Did I get that right?
You did. It was absolutely perfect.
Just flowed very nicely.
Did that flow well?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Cool. And so the event, you've been involved, Charlie, for 5 years, you said?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how has it changed since kind of you started?
We've taken the opportunity in particular in this year and as in years past and analyze what was successful and what we could improve on. And this year, with the help and guidance of Danielle and some great committee members who we've never had on board before, Christy Quattro, there's just some great people who've come out for a fight and this cure. Molly Dillon is new this year at the helm for ACS. She brings a depth of experience that is going to really shine through. It's starting with the venue change, and the amazing Carano family are supplying all of the food for this event. We have local distributors of beverages that are providing the wines. Whispering Vine Wine Company is stepping up, as they always do, to support our community. So it's been a collective collaboration of some amazing businesses and individuals in our community that is making this year in particular go above anything we've ever done before. So
and we have some unique auction items this year.
Incredible.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say that.
You know, I go to a lot of Reno. The city of Reno is, it's like nothing I've never, everyone wants to help. And, you know, there's wonderful events every single weekend. And this year for this event, I think we've been able to come up with some things that we haven't seen, you know, necessarily.
Right.
And so I think that's really cool. We've got some awesome things, some things that I'm going to want Coach Musselman to be bidding on, but
we're considering must-haves. And that was one of our goals, you know, to go to these events because, as Danielle mentioned, there are many throughout our community.
Yeah.
We have to find a way to stand out and make that time and those investments that they make in our cause worthwhile.
We've
done that this year, and we have some super great prizes. So come on down. Please, we'd love to have everyone who wants to attend. Please do.
All right. Well, then let's get on it. People, call that number. What was the number again?
Okay, 775-828-2205. And like I said, if you want to buy a table or a ticket, that's great. But we still have 2.5 weeks left. So we are still gathering items.
Sponsorships.
For the auctions.
There we go.
You know, any way that you want to help, even if you want to come down and help, you know, set up on the day of, you know,
volunteer in any way.
Yeah,
okay. Absolutely.
Any way, shape, or form. Just help us join the team and fight cancer.
There we go. Danielle Musselman and Charlie Moberly, I want to thank you both for coming and talking about Suits and Sneakers, the 10th annual.
Thank you so much, Ian.
You're
thank
very welcome.
Thank you, Ian.